to invite our children to come up for a children's chat message. Can you have a seat for me right here? Are you trying to blow them out? I know, it's so tempting. It's so tempting. Come on up. Y'all doing okay today? You getting ready for Christmas? How many more days of school? A week? Okay, so you've got an idea. Come on up. Hey, okay, so in just a minute, I'm actually gonna need you all to stand up because I need you to help me with something, okay? So I need you to stand up because I need you to show me how you would look at your belly button if you were standing up. I know it sounds weird. Just go with me. I got the microphone. Okay? So stand up. You don't have to actually look at your belly button. Let's just pretend it was on the outside of your clothes. How would you be looking? Like pretty curved in? Like this? Pretty curved in? Okay. So here's what I want you to do. This feels dangerous on the stairs. So come off the stairs a little bit. All right. And I want you to go ahead. Don't run into the fire either, because that feels dangerous. Okay, all of those things together. All right, so I want you to look at your belly button. Okay, and now that you're looking at your belly button, you gotta be looking at your belly button, tell me what you can see. Nope, at your belly button. At your belly button, what do you see? Just you, right? Your shirt, maybe your clothes? Well, here's the deal, y'all. There's actually a phrase in Latin that says, when we have sin in our lives, it's like we're looking at our belly buttons, that we are curved in. And if you're looking at your belly button, can anybody see those candles? No, you're just looking at your belly button. And here's what Advent is all about. Advent is Jesus coming into the world and saying, hey, buddy, you don't need to look at your belly button. You know what I want you to look at? The light of the world, right? You don't need to look at your belly button. I want you to look at the light of the world. Gracie, you don't need to look at your belly button. Light of the world, right? We're called to be looking at the light of the world. And if we're just looking at our belly buttons, who are we thinking about? Us, ourselves, all the time, right? Do we think about ourselves all the time? We tend to think about ourselves a lot. And God says, when we get all curved in like this, that's what sin looks like, when we only think about ourselves. And so during Advent, do you know why we light candles? We light candles to wait for God to come in, but really, we light candles so that we learn to look up, to see the light of the world around us. So this Christmas time, I know you're thinking about presents, you're thinking about school being done, you're thinking about sleeping in, all of those kind of things. And God's saying, hey, not your belly button, right? I want you to look up at the world, right? And here's the other thing. The third candle, how many candles, right? One. Y'all, I have a two-year-old. He can count to three. Come on. One, two, three candles. Most churches say that the third candle is what we call a joy candle, right? So we don't just look up at the world around us so that we can be sad, but we look up so that we can see the joy of God in this place. So I need your help one more time. You know those faces? Can you make your best joy face for our church? Make your best joy face. Let me see it. Do they look joyful or they just look pained that I'm making them do this? Joyful, right? That God has, okay, let's do this one more time. Ready? This is what we're going to do on the count of three. We're going to look at our belly buttons, and then I'm going to say, but God has given us joy, and we're going to turn our heads up and look at the church with tons of joy. You got it? Can you do it? All right, belly buttons in. 3, 2, 1. But God has given us joy. Right? They look scared. I don't know if they look joyful. But here's the thing. There is great joy that we don't have to just care about ourselves, but God invites us to look at the light and care about all the world. So let us pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you that we don't have to just think about ourselves, but we're invited to think about all the world and the ways that we can serve the world. Especially, God, this day, we thank you for your light that breaks in. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.